It will be bittersweet at our Thanksgiving table this year. Bitter due to the fact that one chair will be empty that normally would be filled with my mother-in-law. Sweet in that we will add another chair for Owen. But I'd like to read a poem. My mother-in-law, she's written several, and this one she wrote, it's called "Where Are the Nine?" by Evelyn Erickson, written in February 1996. Jesus passed through Samaria and Galilee, and as he went, 10 lepers he did see. They lifted their voices unto Jesus did cry. They certainly did not want him to pass them by. "Have mercy on us, O Lord, we pray." They needed his help that very day. Jesus, the blessed Lamb, did say, "Go, show yourselves to the priest today." And as they went, their healing came. You know healing comes in Jesus' dear name. Only one of the 10 did thank the Son of Man, and he, my dear friend, was a Samaritan. "Where are the 9? Jesus asked that day. Why did the 9 go so quickly away? It only takes a minute to give thanks and praise. Oh, my dear friend, be thankful to God always. Give thanks."
Like my world's going round and round. I looked to Jesus and then I found. Make my faith on higher ground. I think some time. For he has been Lord's another day. I'll take some time. Thank him for his saving grace. Well, I'll take some time. He has been Lord's been mighty good to me. I'll take some time. Thank him for saving me. Well, I know it's been said a time or two. There is no secret what God can do. He did it for my mother. He did it for my father. He'll do it for me and he'll do it for you too. I had so many ups and downs. Seemed like my world's going round and round. I looked to Jesus and then I found. My feet were planted on higher ground. I'll take some time, for he has been mighty good to me. I'll take some time, thank him for saving. Yeah, I think I'll take some time, for he has been mighty good to me. I'll take some time. Thank you. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Saving me, saving me.
Amen. That's good. Praise the Lord. Got a little soul in the mix tonight. Hallelujah. We need that. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a good way to spend a holiday. Someone's already asked, are we having church on Christmas? I said, we are Christians. Amen. That's a little deep for some folks, but you can muse on it while we preach tonight. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Would you turn your Bibles to John chapter 11? We're going to interrupt a powerful story for just a few verses' sake. Ask the Lord to talk to our hearts, and we'll have a season of giving thanks in the altars, and then we will make our way for fellowship in the back. But right now, the most important thing is to hear from heaven. Be a wonderful service for somebody to get saved in tonight. I said it'd be a wonderful service for somebody to get saved in. Somebody get delivered, set free. Hallelujah. Oh, folks need the power of God. Amen. Would you stand for the reading of God's Word, John 11? That's the story of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. I just want to interrupt where Jesus is speaking in verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. I'm going to read verse 41 again, just a bit of trivia. Notice here that Jesus lifted up his eyes as he prayed. We close our eyes in prayer for a number of reasons, and that's great. But Christians really didn't, as a whole, close their eyes to pray until about the mid-late 1800s into the 1900s. When they started Sunday schools, and they found that was a way to keep children from being distracted. But in the Bible, many times, including Jesus, he lifted up his eyes. He looked heavenward. He looked to heaven. And so let's read again in verse 45. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, and here's what I want us to focus on tonight. This is his prayer. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach not just on thankful that he hears. Thankful that he hears. Amen. Could we pray tonight? Could we begin our prayer with what Jesus said? Let's pray it and then we'll continue with prayer. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Let's seek him tonight. Father, move in this message. God, take us heavenward. Help us to hear the voice of the Lord. Give somebody hope tonight, oh God. Lord, that you hear them in the midst of their need. You hear them in the midst of their problems. God, help someone to call upon you for salvation tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. There are so very many things to be thankful for, but I want to focus on just one. And the thing I want to focus on to be thankful for is what Jesus pointed out for us, what he was thankful for. He said, Father, I thank you that you hear me. Father, I thank you that you hear. If Jesus had been in I thank the Lord for testimony service, he would have said, I thank the Lord for his hearing me when I pray. When I pray. Amen. Father, he said, I'm thankful that you've heard me. He said it out loud, and he gave the reason here so the people could hear and know his relationship with the Father. He wanted the folks to hear, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." But there's another good reason I'm glad he said it out loud, because it's recorded in the Bible where you and I can read it and say, "Oh yes, we agree with the Savior." It's a wonderful thing that the Father hears us. And so we lift our hearts and say, "Father, I thank you that every time I've called on you, you've heard me. I thank you that every time I've prayed, you've heard me. Every time I was in distress, every time I was in need, when I said, Father, you heard me." Amen. I want to put this delicately, but recently I was in a group where there were several middle-aged women talking. My wife was one of them. I'm trying to put this delicately. And the thing they were discussing is how their husbands never hear them. At least I think that's what they were saying. How their husbands never hear them. I want you to think for a moment, what if God did not hear? Think of the desperate times when you called out to God, but what if he had his ears closed to what you were saying? What if his ears were deaf to what you were saying? Oh, I believe I can lift my hands with Christ and say, "Father, I thank you that you hear me." Hallelujah. You know, one can hear and then one can hear. I mean, sound can come in your ears and you can be aware that there's sound, but that's a different thing than focusing on what is said. That what is being said, registering on engaging in what is said. And we use a little bit different word in English for that. We use the word listen. We even distinguish between just hearing and listening. And so if I could, I'd like to say what Jesus was really saying was, "Father, I thank you that you listen to me." You know, there are folks all across our society and in our homes that are crying out, "I wish somebody would just listen to me. I've got something to share. My heart is heavy. I wish there was somebody that would unplug from all the media. Amen. Quit pushing buttons. Amen. Turn the thing off. I wish somebody would just listen." I'm glad to say the Father will listen. Aren't you thankful he'll listen? His ears are open. What if God did not hear? It'd be like coming home and yelling into the house, "Anybody here?" Calling out name, this name and that name, and realizing the house was empty. If God did not hear, how many's ever been on the phone? You just going on and on and on talking on that cell phone. And then you realize that call'd been dropped a long time back. Isn't that a horrible feeling? Nobody on the other end of the line. You're just chattering on. Of course, it takes some people a little longer than others to discover that there's no one on the other end. But be that as it may, that's an awful feeling to know nobody's listening. I'm telling you, God doesn't drop calls. Hallelujah. Whenever you're talking, he's on the other end. He's listening. "I thank you, Father, that thou hast heard me." Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I mean, some people get disappointed when they're praying. They say the thing that disappoints them, that it doesn't seem like God is saying much back to them. When I hear folks, they say, "It's disappointing, discouraging to me that I rarely hear from God when I pray." Now, you can take that as a disappointment if you want to, that you rarely hear God's voice when you pray. But on the other hand, you can take it as a positive thing, as an encouraging thing. The reason you don't hear God talking to you is because he's a listening to you. Hallelujah. Have you ever tried to talk to someone and you knew they weren't listening because they were trying to talk? Amen. Don't get discouraged if you're not hearing from God. Keep on praying. The fact that you're not hearing him talking, maybe he's just listening intently to you. Hallelujah. And so tonight I think we can lift up our eyes to heaven with Jesus and say, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." You can add to the list, but I want to give you just a few things personal to me. But I'd like to say thank you, Father, for hearing me when I prayed for salvation? What if when you were loaded down with sins? What if when you needed a life change? What if when you were at the end of your rope in darkness and you cried out for salvation and God had not heard? How many can say tonight, thank you, Father, for hearing me when I prayed out for salvation? I was talking last week to somebody in desperate shape. Desperate shape. Bound by chemicals. Ruined every relationship in their life. The only thing I knew to tell them there in the hospital room, I said, you're in desperate shape. I knew they knew a little bit of the Bible. But I said, if you would call out to God, it'd be just like it was with Peter. How many remember the way it was with Peter when he was walking on the water? The Bible says that when Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus was listening, because immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Peter said, Lord, help me. And immediately Jesus heard that and he stretched forth. I told that for person in that desperate situation, if you'd call on the Lord, he would hear you and he'd reach out his hand and he'd aren't you glad that his ear is not too heavy, that he cannot hear, and his arm is not shortened, that it can, oh, I'm glad his ear moves his arm. Hallelujah. I said his ear moves his hand. Amen. He'll hear you when you call. He'll stretch forth his hand and pluck you out of the thing that will consume you and overwhelm you. One of my favorite verses of the Bible is, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can you know you're going to be saved if you call? Because he's listening. Thank you, Father, for hearing me when I prayed for salvation. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. You may be going down for the last time, sinking, sinking in despair, sinking in sin, sinking in bondage. But if you would call out to God, he would respond. He'd reach down in the pit on an annual Thanksgiving night service, and he would hear your call, reach in that pit, pull you out, set your feet on a rock, take away the gloom and the doom, and give you a song. Hallelujah. It's all because the Father hears when we call for salvation. Secondly, tonight, I'd like to say thank you, Father, for hearing me when I pray for assistance. I need help. There's lots of situations. I'll say with the man in Scripture, I don't know how to come in and go out. Don't know what to do, when to do, how to do. I need help. Amen. There's situations too big for adults too. Problems you can't figure out. Amen. I need assistance. I need help from God. Amen. Psalm 12, verse 1. I only want the first two words. That other's just a description of the psalm. But when the psalm begins, the first two words, I love this psalm. I love it. Amen. What a deep prayer. Amen. Here's what the psalmist says. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Have you been there? That's the only thing you could pray was help, Lord. Amen. You didn't wax theologically profound in your praying. You didn't use all the right words. Amen. The only thing you could do is say, help, Lord. I want you to know he hears those kind of prayers. God, I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the midst of it. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I don't know. I've got to have help. The Father hears that prayer. Psalm 34, 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord, what? Heard him. Oh, we could shout right there. Man, person, every one of us in here tonight could say, this poor person cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me out of all of my troubles. And then I would like to say thank you, Father, for hearing me when I pray for wisdom. A lot of people, you know, they just make decisions off the cuff. I tell you what, the worst advice you can follow is the counsel that is given over and over on the television, the radio, the talk shows, the pop psychology. And that counsel is follow your heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart, the emotions, don't do much thinking, and you'll get in a mess. But I'm telling you, there are situations you can apply your mind to, your resources to, your thinking to. You can muse and you can sit, twirl your thumbs and think. But you cannot see what needs to be done and how to do it and what decision to make and which way to do this and which way to turn. I'm glad God said if we'll pray, He'll hear us and He'll give us wisdom. That's from the youngest to the oldest tonight. Amen. James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You pray to God for wisdom, He'll hear and He'll give you wisdom. Oh, we need wisdom. Amen. I'm not inclined to get started on another sermon. Amen. But the reason there's so little wisdom in our society is because there's so little fear of the Lord. Things don't change. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. You say, how can those folks make such crazy, damaging, destructive decisions? How could those smart men with those degrees even make those crazy, hurtful decisions? It's because they don't fear the Lord. But you cannot have a degree, amen, and you can have the fear of the Lord, and you can ask the Father, and He'll give you wisdom. You can add to the list tonight. I just want to add one more thing. But thank you, Father, for hearing me when I pray for those I love. Thank you, Father, for hearing me when I pray for those I love. Let's make that present tense. That's my error. I still love them. Thank you, Father, for hearing me when I pray for those I love. Jesus said of His disciples, I pray for them. And I not only pray for them, He said, I also pray for them which shall believe on me through their word. Jesus loved His disciples. He said, I want you to know that I have loved you as the Father hath loved me. And then He followed that by saying, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Jesus prayed for those that He loved. Peter, you're going to fail, but I have prayed for you. Aren't you glad you can pray for those that you love? Hebrews, it says of Christ, who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death, and was heard, the Father heard Him in that He feared. Many times we forget what we pray. Every time my wife takes a trip, I pray her there and pray her back. God, keep her from, you know, this. Then you get teenagers, you really learn how to pray for loved ones, don't you? And then we have lost loved ones. I think we just need to say tonight, Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. How many times has He protected our family, moved on the behalf of our loved ones? Because He hears us when we pray for our loved ones. Amen. You can add to the list tonight, but I wish you would join me and saying, thank you, Father, that Thou hast heard me. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, in the next verse, He said, I knew that Thou hearest me always. This is just a building encouragement. It's not just, Father, I thank you that you hear me, but you hear me always. You know, John was present when Jesus prayed that prayer. And later in his epistle, John wrote, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. You know how John could write that so confidently? He heard the Master say, Father, I thank you that thou hast heard me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he hears us tonight? A lot of things we could be thankful for tonight. But we're just focusing on the fact that the Father hears us. Not yesterday, maybe not maybe tomorrow. He'll hear us tonight if we'll pray. And if you're lost here, he'll hear you tonight. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Music, would you come? A man was writing about a lifeguard friend he had in Rhode Island, and he went with him one day as he was doing his duty. And after the day was ended, he said to his lifeguard friend, he said, I don't understand it. That beach is so noisy. Kids screaming, people having fun, yelling and laughing. How could you ever hear in the mess of people making all that noise? How could you ever hear somebody crying out for help? And he said, because a cry for help is different. He said, it doesn't matter how loud the beach is, how loud people are. He said, I can always hear that cry for help. I can single it out from all the rest. That's a man talking. God is even more capable tonight. I'll tell you something. Not only can he single your cry out from amongst other people and other normal activities, he can single your cry out from all the other noise in your heart and in your mind and all the other voices. I don't care what you're hearing and all the sound of the world and the enemy and the even demons sometimes. If you would make an effort to call out to God, he would single that out from all the rest. Just recently, and I don't remember all the details, I just know that a lady, her property was close to a bayou, a swamp, something like that. She went for a walk and got a little bit off the trail and stumbled into the swamp. Began to sink in the quicksand, the quick mud. Began to go up, up, up. Spent, I don't know, it was over 24, 36 hours calling and calling for help. Nobody heard her. The mud was up to her nose. And another neighbor decided to take a walk that morning and heard her feeble cries right before her nose went under. And her, when she was interviewed, her words was, I was so thankful that neighbor heard my cry. Couldn't we say tonight, I'm so thankful the Father heard my cry. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Let's just lift our hands and say with Jesus tonight, Father, I thank you that thou hast heard me. And I know that you hear me always. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move tonight. Move in hearts. Move in desperate situations. Lord, move tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You're here tonight and your heart is heavy. You're here tonight and you're without real hope. You're without peace. You're without Christ. The future looks dark. You'd like to turn to Christ. You feel like Peter as he was sinking beneath the waves. You'd like to call out to him. I promise you, he'll hear you tonight. He'll pull you out. Are you here tonight? You'd like to come and say, I need to call on the Lord. I need to call on him to save me, deliver me, set me free, help me. Are you here? You just lift a hand and say, I need to call on the Lord tonight. I need faith. I need confidence that he'll hear me. God bless that hand. Anyone else over the building? I need to call on the Lord tonight. All right, I'll tell you, we'll just make this a general movement tonight. If you want to just come and thank the Lord that he does hear you when you call, would you come and fill the altar? Hey, man, let's come as a church and say, and just join Jesus. Thank you, Father, that thou hast heard me. Thank you, Father, that thou hast heard me. And I know that you hear me always.